This is the story of Owl, who loved a fair bird as delicate as lace. He wooed her by night so she never saw his face, but she loved him for his gentle, kind ways. This is the story of Owl. When Fairbird's father heard of her romance, he questioned her. Daughter, daughter, tell me of your love. What does he look like and where is he from? She said, he courts me by the dark of the moon. I hope to wed him soon. He's a kind creature, full of grace. I can't tell you what he looks like. I've never seen his face. Never seen his face, said her father. Never seen his face, said her mother. Well then, we'll have a party in the afternoon. You must see his face if you plan to wed soon. He may be kind and full of grace, but you've never seen his face. When Owl received his invitation to the afternoon party, he knew full well why it was planned, and Owl cried to his friend, the rooster, "Rooster, what if she finds me ugly? What if she looks at me and her eyes say, 'Owl, I find you ugly'? My own heart would strike me dead if that's what I even thought that her eyes said. I can't go, I won't go. Tell them I'm sick. No, I have it. I'll come late with my hat pulled down over my head. The light hurts my eyes, that's what can be said. And rooster, please, if you just crow before dawn, why, you could signal the light, and then I will be gone." Owl's plan worked perfectly. He arrived in the bright afternoon sunlight with his hat pulled down over his head, so no one saw what he looked like. He and Fairbird danced throughout the afternoon, and when the sun set, round and round they danced through the night in the shadows of the pale moonlight. But Rooster forgot to crow before dawn, so no signal was given for Owl to be gone. Round and round they danced through the night till the dawn brought the morning light. Fairbird snatched off Owl's hat to see, "Owl, at last, the face you've kept hidden from me." Owl screeched and flew off in disgrace. He was seen no more. But Owl, she thought, had the finest face I ever saw.